Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, today's episode is Volume 5, Episode 82, and it's called Why Your Company Needs a Training and Development Program. This is updated for 2025 with real stats, real risks, and real solutions, okay? So we're so glad you're here. And again, this is sponsored by Platinum Training Technologies. That's the training division of our Platinum Business Consulting. So in case you're confused there, everything's kind of platinum. But this specifically, we're talking about training. So we're going to jump in. The title of this, again, is Why Your Company Needs a Training and Development Program. So if you think training is just a box to check, think again. Especially if you're in the building product space, whether you're a manufacturer, a distributor, a contractor, or an architect, or a sales rep group. Because training is your best defense against turnover, disengagement, skills gap, and chaos. And right now, most companies are losing the battle. And again, I'm going to reference the 2025 Gallup Global Workplace Survey. According to Gallup's latest research, 23% of employees are engaged. That means they're doing their job, they're happy, everything's great. 59% are disengaged. 18% are actively disengaged. Now, what's the difference? So disengaged means they're just showing up. They're just doing what they need to do their job. Not any more, any less. They're just going through the motion. You're actively disengaged, which is 18%. Those people are checked out. They're sabotaging your business either intentionally or unintentionally. Now, also according to that survey, 51% are actively looking for new jobs. So right now, look at it, your whole workforce. Half of them, 51%, are looking for new jobs. Now, nearly 80% of your team, now think about the disengaged. They're either mentally checked out or actively working against your business goals. And let's fix that. And you say, how can we fix that? Well, I'm going to present something to you I think is going to make a difference. And it's training. Why training programs matter. So here's what an effective training program delivers. It's really four things. One, studies show higher retention. People stay where they grow. Number two, better recruiting. Training is now a must-have for job seekers. Number three, more productivity. Training boosts output, not just effort. And number four, you have a stronger culture. Training builds alignment, confidence, and performance. And let's not forget two classic quotes. And again, I usually say these often, but they are pertinent. The first one is Richard Branson. I think we've all seen this one on LinkedIn. Yeah, train people well enough so they can leave, treat them well enough so they don't want to. And then one by Henry Ford. The only thing worse than training your employees and having them leave is not training them, having them stay. Ouch. Okay, there's a lot of truth on that. So first, before we jump in, let's get some definitions, because you know, we throw around learning development, upskilling, training. We throw around those terms a lot of times. You know, they're synonymous or you know, we kind of use them interchangeably, but there is a difference. So let's talk about learning. Learning is the broad, that's the big umbrella. It's the broad acquisition of knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors. Learning can occur through personal experience, through observation, through self-study, informal interactions, and more. It's a continuous process that occurs through life and can be both intentional and unintentional. We're always learning, whether we realize it or not. Now, let's talk about training. Training, in my opinion, is role-specific. It's role-specific instruction for success in current job or possibly a new job. So training typically refers to the process of imparting specific skills or knowledge to someone, often in a structured or formal setting. It's focused on providing instruction, demonstration, and practice to help individuals enhance existing role competencies or get ready for a new role. So that's training. Now, development. Now, development's a little bit different. Develop is, you know, personal or leadership growth for the future. It's a broader concept that encompasses not only acquiring new skills and knowledge, but also personal and professional growth. It focuses on enhancing individuals' overall abilities, potential, and effectiveness in various aspects of their lives. And the last one is upskilling or reskilling. So upskilling or reskilling is specifically gaining relevant or advanced skills for today's evolving job landscape. So upskilling is driven by the need to stay current in a rapidly evolving job market, enhance job performance, or pursue career advancement opportunities. So a few examples. So learning is the big picture. Training is job specific. Development is, for example, you have someone you want to develop, right? You have a future leader that you want to develop into a leadership role. where upskilling is maybe you have an older employee who's behind the times on, say, Excel or PowerPoint or some of the technology. Okay, that would be upskilling, giving them some skills for today's job or job market. All right, hope that makes sense. But there is a difference in all those. And we talk about all these, and this is all interwoven, but there is a difference between those four. Now, the next thing is, how fast do people forget the training that they get? Again, whether it's training or development or upskilling, I'm just going to use training as the generic word. So according to the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve, after 1 hour, 50% of what you learn is forgotten. After 2 days, 80% is forgotten. And after a month, after 30 days, 90% is forgotten. Now, that's unless it is reinforced, measured, delivered in multiple formats. Now, if that doesn't happen, it doesn't stick. And again, I'm just going to challenge you. A lot of you, you know, let's say, for example, those of you who go to church or used to go to church, you would sit there and you'd go to church and you're listening to the pastor or the rabbi or whoever, and you're listening and go, yeah, they're talking about me. You're looking at your watch and you go, wow, man, I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. And so you leave and you go out in the parking lot, you're driving to wherever you're eating lunch. You completely forgot most of what the sermon was about or the message was about that day. That is just the way our brains are, you know, unless it's reinforced, unless you took notes and you review it often, it just doesn't stick. So that's why when we come into a company, we set up what's called a learning management system. I hear your companies tell me all about all the different training that they, you know, quote training that they have. And so I put together 7 pitfalls of modern training and how to avoid them. Well, the first one is what I call the instant expert myth. That, you know, that's one workshop. We're going to bring a guy in. He's going to tell us about whatever. Look, one workshop will not create mastery. Training must be ongoing and reinforced. Okay, the second one, training off the clock. Okay, don't expect team members initially to learn on their time. Okay, unless they're really, you know, if they are, they're probably looking for another job. Great companies build it into the workday, and it's part of their development within the company. Okay, the third one is fire hose approach. Okay, dumping everything on everyone doesn't work. Training must be role and timing specific. And again, I've been with companies and worked for companies where we're all going to, you know, again, I'm not talking about, like, you know, sexual harassment or, you know, something like that, like an HR required, you know, maybe diversity inclusion or whatever. I'm talking, you know, specific training, you know, maybe for your job. You can't bring everyone, you know, who doesn't have the same function in, because it's just not going to stick and it doesn't make sense. Okay. Hope that makes sense. All right. Number four, assuming everyone is trainable. This is a tough one. Some resist change. A learning culture filters out those who don't want to grow. You have to have a learning culture, and it has to start from the top. If the leadership is not excited and participating in training, how can you expect everyone else to? All right, seen it 100 times. If the leadership is not excited about it, it ain't going to happen. Okay, number five, old school OJT, on-the-job training. You know, wing it. Let's just wing it. But that's inconsistent. You need structure, accountability, and clarity. Now, back when I started in sales, I was given a customer list. Yeah, it was like a hard, you know, printout copy of a customer list, some catalogs, some hats, some koozies, some pins, and said, good luck. Now, that worked for me because I'm kind of a self-starter. But, you know, imagine if I had a formal training program that really got me going, really jump-started. Man, I would have been successful a whole lot faster. That's all I'm saying about old school or on-the-job training. Okay, number six, one format thinking. Okay, people learn in different styles. You need a blended option, you know, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or touch, you know, et cetera. Okay, so just one training style doesn't always work because you have different, and I'm going to talk about that, and especially the generations, in just a minute. Last one, number seven, no clear goals or measurement. Without defined objectives and tracking, you're wasting time and money. We will help design a program that avoids all 7 of those pitfalls. Now let's talk about learning styles and generational learning preferences. There are basically 4 core learning styles. One is visual. That's like charts, images, and videos. Number 2, auditory. That means listening to content. And that could be through, you know, a podcast or through a lecture. Number 3, reading or writing. You know, manuals, taking notes. And last one is kinesthetic or touch. It's hands-on or a tactile experience. You know, it's like little kids touch everything because they're learning. All right. So there's really, that's the main 4. And really your training needs to be a combination of all 4. And again, depending on your population of your workforce or your team. So your workforce typically is going to span five generations, and each one has different needs. So, for example, you've got the baby boomers. Now, look, they were born 1946 to 1964, 68 million of them. Okay, a lot of them are still in the workforce, but they're going to be exiting soon. So you really need to tap into their knowledge before they leave. But they like in-person, structured, legacy-focused training. All right, let's talk about your Gen X. All right, your Gen X is 1965 to 1980. It's about 65 million of the U.S. population. They're independent, pragmatic, and they like a blended approach to learning. Okay, your millennials, that's 1981 through 1996. There's about 72 million of them. They like digital first, social, and collaborative type learning. Your Gen Zs, that's your 1997 through 2012, there's about 68 million. They like on-demand, short-form, tech narrative. That's how they learn. Now, we got a new one. It's called Gen Alpha. This was a new one on me, but that's anyone who's born 2013 through today. That's the future workforce. You know, they're all going to be AI native. They're going to be immersive, like virtual reality and all that kind of stuff. So it is going to change, especially for the younger folks coming into the job market. All right, so one format is not going to work for all. So what we help you do, Platinum Training Technologies, we help build training for your people, not just for your policy. All right, let's talk about some training formats that work. Okay, really the best one, blended training, is the most effective. You could do in-person workshops, virtual sessions, you know, like Zoom or Teams, and self-paced on-demand micro-learning through like an LMS or learning management system. Now, we could help you. One of the big pitfalls or one of the big stumbling blocks for companies is they don't know how to put the technology together. And that's where we come in. Platinum Training Technologies, we could help put together a learning management system or a learning management platform that includes up to 3,000 short courses. And again, that's for upskilling. New managers need some training. Maybe it's some Excel, PowerPoint, whatever. So the upskilling part, we can put together a what I call generic upskilling library. Second thing we can do is do custom company specific training modules. Again, that's for your industry, that's for your product or your service. And then the next one would be, say, like skills gap analysis. So someone is just lacking some skills. We could put together a program for them through our short course library. We could offer certifications and transcripts and also retention tracking to find out how much people are doing and how much people are learning. Basically, we're just going to monitor or track what they're doing and to see if you truly do have a culture of learning. And the last thing is we can upload any of your internal content you've already produced and no extra charge if you decide to go with a learning management system with us. Pretty cool deal. Again, that would be part of the cost. Next, how to build a modern training program. And there's about seven things we're going to talk about real quick. So number one, you have to create a training mission statement. You have to make training a company value. That is just non-negotiable. That has to happen. And number two, you have to identify learning needs by team or by role. That way you know what's missing. Okay, number three, you got to capture the tribal knowledge. Now, this is what I was saying before, your baby boomers, before they retire, you better start capturing a lot of that tribal knowledge before it goes away. Because all those folks, they know where the bodies are buried. So you better start getting information from them. And you know what? They're going to be happy to help you too. Just ask them. They will help. Number four, a top-down communication. Leaders must be engaged and lead the message. Now, I mentioned that before. If you're a leader, your president, C-suite, VPs, directors, whatever, if you are not engaged in the learning and participating in it, it's not going to work. So top-down communication and participation is a must. Number five, you got to build a blended curriculum. So that fits all the learning styles and roles of your workforce, of your team. All right, number six, you have to be able to track progress and the outcome. So you need to use metrics that matter. If you're not measuring it, it's not going to work. All right, number seven, you got to bake it into the culture. Training isn't optional. It's operational. It's who we are. Okay, I know that's tough. You know, some of you are going, and some of you think you have this and you don't. Very few companies I have met, I've worked with, or I have been with that truly have training down. You know, if you don't, or you don't think you do, give me a call. Talk to me. Reach out. There's going to be contact information below, but reach out to me and we could do a training audit analysis of your company to see where you're at. The next thing we'll talk about is we can help build you a custom learning management system or learning management platform. So whether you're a small business or a department inside a large organization, we can help. We can help build a full training ecosystem. We can customize learning paths by role. We can upload your internal training. And we offer over 50 certification tracks, which is pretty cool. So that's another thing that would be part of a package that we can offer to you. And then the last thing is we reinforce and measure progress over time. And all this is powered by, you know, Platinum Training Technologies is something we bring in and we host and we can help you with. And it's actually pretty low cost. You know, when you're looking at it per person, per head, it's pretty inexpensive. All right. So what are some of the next steps? So first, you want a system that your people actually use. You want to stop the chaos and build a stronger culture, right? So let's talk about building your company's custom training platform. So really, there's 8 things we need to do. Number one, contact me today. There's contact information below. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if we could help. Number two, you need to find your internal training evangelist, someone within the company who is excited about the training. Hopefully it's higher up the food chain. Hopefully it's someone in the C-suite or an owner or senior manager who's really excited. And hopefully it's someone who has the authority who could go out there and actually make an impact. All right, number three, we need to discover the learning needs and communicate that to the team. Number four, we need to establish an educational mission statement. I know that, look, that is so important because that's part of the culture. That means you're serious about training. Number five, identify program elements. So what does it look like? Number six, build a program. That's what we do for you. Number seven, we start the training. We get you going. And number eight, we evaluate, adjust, and we repeat. We keep it going. Okay, that is how you make it happen. So book a discovery call today and we'll show you how to create a training culture that boosts retention, performance, and profitability. All right, that's all I got. Kind of a short episode today, but I did want to kind of do an updated version of this because it is so important, especially now in building products, the building product space, the construction space. There's just a lot going on. There's a lot of headwinds. This could help give you the competitive advantage that you need to grow and hit your numbers for the rest of the year. All right, that's all we got. So until next time, keep learning, keep training, keep building, and we will see you next time. Bye.